This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike Florio, ProFootballTalk.com, NBC Sports, Twitter.com/ProFootballTalk.
Day by day!
Day by day!
We get better and better!
We get better and better!
So we can't beat beat!
We can't beat beat!
Boom, beat, beat!
What's that? Gator!
NFL insider Mike Florio with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Mike Florio joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. Mike, good morning. How are you?
Doing great. How are you guys?
Doing well.
We're fired up. And, I got to tell you, I just keep laughing at this story about Abdul Carter and the guy trying to get retired numbers. He wanted number 56 and they just said a flat out no. And then Phil Simms says, well, you know what? He wore 11. He could wear my number if he wants to. And he gets all excited. I'll wear it. It's an honor.
No.
And then Phil says, nah, the family said no. So that number's off. And then he texts out, well, I'm not sure. Maybe I'll just have a jersey with my name on it, but and no number. And he said he was joking. He's an honor to play football. You can't ask people for their numbers. The numbers are retired for a reason.
Read the room.
I kind of feel bad for them.
Well, and look, my general position is there should be no retired numbers because at some point you run out of numbers, especially with up to 90 guys in uniform during the preseason and 53, obviously, in the regular season. But if you're going to retire numbers, you've got to stick to it. It completely cheapens and undermines the honor if you reissue numbers. I think the teams need to be the gatekeepers here and say, no, we're not issuing the number. It's not a question of whether or not the former player is willing to do it. You need your own number. And there's two different aspects to this. One is the Peyton Manning angle. He's one of the guys that went from one team to another after more than a decade with the Colts, goes to the Broncos. Frank Trpucka's number 18 had been retired decades earlier. Trpucka and his family allowed Manning to wear the number. Established player, Hall of Famer, okay, that's one thing. But now you see teams issuing these retired numbers to rookies, like Malik Nabers. He's wearing Ray Flaherty's number one with the Giants already. And the Giants willing to participate in this effort to get Phil Simms to give up number 11. Joe Shane, the GM, called Phil and talked to him about it. So Phil was willing to do it, and he really didn't get outvoted by his family. His wife and daughter, who are outnumbered by Phil and his two sons, the wife and daughter vetoed this. They got very, very passionate about it. And I think at the end of the day, Phil did what the Giants should have done. The Giants should be saying to these guys, no. And why would you want to do it? Look at it this way. If you end up being a great player who has a career worthy of, wait for it, having your jersey retired, what happens? Does number 11 go back on the shelf for Phil Simms and Abdul Carter? That's not a favor to Phil Simms.
Yeah, make your own legacy. That's silly. Well put, Mike. So when you look at the Steelers, where are they in their determination about who's going to play quarterback? Kirk Cousins or Aaron Rodgers? Which are they closer to?
They're waiting for Aaron Rodgers. And Art Rooney, the owner of the team, had some comments on the second day of the draft that I think got overlooked because of the whole Shedeur Sanders and Shedeur Sanders prank call with a twist of Bill Belichick lunacy that overtook the news cycle last week. The Steelers, through Rooney, said, we believe he wants to be here. I think it's just a matter of time. And I was told before the draft by someone in position to know, and I know Aaron Rodgers prides himself on no one ever knows what he's really thinking. Someone in position to know said, Rodgers to Pittsburgh is happening. We just don't know when. And at this point, I've been suggesting just wait until the schedule comes out so they can't go back and throw a few more early season, short week, primetime games onto the Steelers like they did last year. Remember last year, Mike North, who puts the schedule together, said the Jets owe us one. You don't want the Steelers. What is that? See, I'm trying to figure out what causes these effects. The air quotes causes confetti. Anyway, you don't want to have a schedule that jerks you all over the place. And Art Rooney doesn't like home primetime games anyway. So let's just wait. We're 8 days away from the schedule coming out. After the schedule is out, then Rodgers can announce what he's going to do. And the NFL has to assume the risk that they're going to schedule a lot of primetime games featuring Mason Rudolph. So I think that at this point, it makes sense to wait until after the 14th. The OTAs start on the 27th of the month. That would be a good time for him to show up, get to know his teammates, and get ready to go. But the thing with Rodgers is nobody ever knows what he's ultimately going to do until he does it. But the Steelers think he wants to be there. And given their movements so far, it seems that they're planning for him. I think Cousins is a remote fallback. And even then, I'm not sure that they're interested in an aging quarterback who may not have his most important skills available to him. They just lived that with Russell Wilson. I don't think they want to do that again with Kirk Cousins. At least Rodgers can still rifle the ball with the flick of a wrist.
Mike, we got about 30 seconds left. Can you give us a synopsis of what's going on with North Carolina and Bill Belichick and his girlfriend?
Well, look, this book tour, and I think Belichick came to the table for his book tour thinking the same way he's always thought about the media. When he was coach of the Patriots, the media needed him far more than he needed the media, and he was very combative and secretive. He didn't want to say anything that was going to compromise his team. When you're selling a book and the book comes out today, you need the media more than the media needs you. The media can cover all sorts of things. CBS didn't have to do a Bill Belichick interview, and the way they phrased their statement last week responding to Belichick, it's clear they agreed to do it. They didn't have to do it. He needs to understand if you're going to sell the book, you've got to play the game. And you can't harumph, and you can't be Bill Belichick at a New England Patriots press conference with holes in your shirt. And we're not going to answer questions like, how did you meet your girlfriend who's here and involved with everything? So I think he's badly misplayed what it means to do a book tour. And as Peter King made the point recently on the Richard Deitch podcast, if you're not willing to do that, then don't sell a book. Don't do it, because that is part and parcel of having a book. You have to publicize the book. You can't act like you did for 24 years as New England's head coach when you're trying to court the media to help you sell your book.
Great point.
Great
Thanks, Mike.
Stuff, Mike. Thank you very much. See you, buddy.
Bye.